Whether you're right or left-handed doesn't really make a lot of difference, but it makes all the difference in the world when it comes to the building blocks of life. And as you'll hear on today's Creation Moment, this poses an unpassable roadblock for evolutionists. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Most people remember from their high school days that amino acids are the building blocks from which proteins are built. However, most people are not aware of how special the arrangement of amino acid molecules are. Amino acid molecules are asymmetric. They are compounds of the element carbon, and a carbon atom can have four bonds all arranged in space as if pointing to the corners of a tetrahedron. Sometimes a carbon atom will have four different groups attached to it. If that happens, then the molecule can exist in two mirror images. If the mirrored molecules are separated, then it is found that one arrangement rotates polarized light clockwise to the right, while the other does so by the same angle counterclockwise to the left. But the arrangement of the four groups around the asymmetric carbon is not directly predictable. So the arrangement of the molecules is compared to molecules of right-rotating and left-rotating glyceraldehyde. The two arrangements, called enantiomers of glyceraldehyde, are given the prefixes D for dextro, or right, and L for levo, or left. If the arrangement of a molecule is in the same format as D-glyceraldehyde, then it's also labelled D, even if it rotates light counterclockwise. All this complicated talk leads to this point. An experiment producing an amino acid would always make 50% D and 50% L, yet all amino acids in nature have the L form, and all natural sugars have the D form. This remarkable fact suggests that these natural molecules were not designed by chance.
To find thousands of biblical creation resources, find us online at creationmoments.com.